This episode brought to you by skincare.
Come on, Carl. Let's go out for lunch. I hear the Blue Water Inn has some delicious hot beet soup.
I can't today. I have... rickets.
That's terrible. Maybe I'll go down to the Zur pool for a swim.
You can't. All the lifeguards have... rickets.
Maybe I'll head over to the church to pray for all of them.
The church is closed because the Morning Lord has... rickets.
Sound familiar, Barovia? Did you know that rickets is caused by a vitamin D deficiency? But you're probably saying to yourself, hey, everyone in Barovia is chock full of vitamin D. The D stands for depression, right? Wrong. Vitamin D doesn't stand for depression. It's a real vitamin, and the human body naturally produces it when it's exposed to sunlight. That's why we all have rickets, because we live in Barovia, and we haven't seen a real sunny day in centuries. But worry no longer. The solution is here. The greatest alchemists from the most trusted names in the skincare industry have come together to combat vitamin D deficiency. You heard me right. Boil of Olay, Goreal, Banana Bloat, Clinique, Putrigina, and Coppertone have joined forces to bring you the world's first negative SPF sunscreen. UVA protection? UVB protection? UVC the problem here? I'd take a third degree sunburn right on my taint if it meant getting rid of my rickets. So grab a vial from your local mercantile, slather it on, and soak in those rays. Our patented mix of mystical oils and ancient chantings have infused our formula with just the right amount of magic to draw in every single cosmic ray that manages to make its way through our cloudy atmosphere. Barbarian tested, paladin approved. 4 out of 5 clerics recommend it. The fifth one turned out to be a vampire who was incinerated as soon as he applied it. Negative SPF. It's time to tell rickets where to stick it.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm just looking at my notes. Nachos. Yes.
Shepherd's pie.
Nachos, quesadillas.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Baked beans.
What? Olives. Why does this... Oh, that's making me hungry.
I'm just writing down dinner ideas, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
Artichokes. Artichokes.
It's not time for that. You know what it's time for?
Newman!
Oh my god.
I was ready for the sound tonight, but I wasn't ready for that one.
No. No, you got it.
Nobody's ever ready.
Oh, I'm gonna die. Now we all have to figure out who is who from the
great.
Cast.
Oh great, here we go. This will take a half an hour.
Oh man.
Are we talking characters or players?
Roll a perception check.
Oh, now I'm gonna die.
Are you dying? Mm. Oh no.
Don't die, we have a copper maker shop to go to. A coffin maker's shop to get to.
Crap, what the heck are we doing? Right. Tell me more.
Okay, yeah, so last time, you... Oh, no,
oh,
go!
You were about to do it, Tom!
No, it was only because we already talked about it with Greg.
Mm-hmm. You did it so well, do it again.
All I had said was last time we had went into the church, we had those crazy visions. Or I didn't go in. Will didn't go in the church. But everyone else went in the church, had crazy visions. Will, I know that I have to give Lank... I'm carrying around a club and a list without giving it to him that I'm supposed to. And then we found out that once we did go in the church that the sacred bones of...
St. Andrel
had been stolen. And then we were nice to the little boy because he thought... Yeska. And,
we were nice to him, but then we tackled this older boy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes, we were nice to the first kid. It was that second kid.
Lank employed his...
Well, he was a teenager. Screw that guy!
His legendary hugging technique.
His hugging. Lank's hug. They kill. Or maim. Or stop. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then we found out that asshole teenager had stolen the bones.
Come on, guys! I just want to steal the bones, okay?
Yeah.
Get off my back!
And then...
He told you.
Confessed, or whatever, that he stole them and sold them to the coffin shop, or the coffin maker, or something like that.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's funny, because, I mean, I'm reviewing my notes, and it says that we can buy waffle irons in Kresk, and there are no saints in Barovia, which I've somehow manically underlined.
I think it must be the bourbon you had last week.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Oh my god, guys, we did it.
You did it. Good job. You win. So,
we won the game.
We just one week had to remember what happened in the previous week. And we did it.
I'm surprised you did. Well, so you head off down the road. You're led by this older teen, Milovaj, after Lank successfully threatened him. You're heading off down the street. He, takes you away from the church. He takes you off of the main road pretty quickly. Start to go through some back alleys and streets and that kind of thing, back towards the east. You know, that was the gate through which you came in, so you're heading sort of in general back that direction.
Is there a point at which I can, if we're all walking, can I subtly try to sidle on over to Lank somehow and be like, hey, I think these are yours, maybe, and like show them to him and be like, you want them?
You certainly can, if you'd like. It's not a 2-second walk, so there is time, if that's something you would like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. You're all walking.
I mean, I would want to do it if no one's looking. Will doesn't like to do things when people are looking, okay?
Apparently not.
And everyone in the group loves to look at Lank, so you're going to have a hard time.
Well, then, how about roll a stealth check?
Stealth? All right.
And everybody else roll a perception check.
I just figure Lank's legs are really short, so maybe he's walking in the back, and I could just walk shortly, too. Walk shortly.
What?
Walk shortly. Don't question. Come on. Stealth. 15.
I got a 3.
I'm trying to get my dice sack open.
I don't think you need to worry, Lank, because oh, okay. I'm pretty sure that you're walking up towards him. You're trying to talk to him.
I'm just trying to subtly be like, hey, you know.
And he doesn't see you.
Oh, damn! Too stealthy.
Where did Will go?
I'm right next to you. Hello.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Got an 11. I can't believe it. He doesn't notice.
I know it doesn't matter, but I forgot to add 3, so I have 6.
There you go. Nobody notices.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to go over and be like, hey, like, I'm assuming that he knows if they're his, that I'm just going to show them to him and be like, here, you want these? Want them? Back? And look at him kind of like side eye because he hasn't. The things that I saw, if I recall, which I do, I wrote them down.
Yes.
The stuff about Lank setting fire to a business and beating some old man in the leg. Because some lady was telling him to. He's a thug! He's someone that I would work well with, probably. Or so my vision told me. So I'm showing them to him and just, recognize right. These? Here you go.
Lank, you don't recognize them.
See, I hope he's going to jump like a cat with a cucumber.
Because I'm so stealthy, I show up and, like, just jumps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the cucumber. You're the cat. Of course Greg is the cat. He would love to be the cat. He's excited now.
Yes. Are you handing them to me or just showing them to me?
I mean, it's just like, hey, you want them?
What do you have there, Will?
Your stuff?
Lank looks confused. From where?
Wow, you're a good liar. Your stuff. That's what I... And now he's confused, so he's like, take it?
Lank takes the stick.
Okay.
This is nice.
As soon as you touch it, you immediately have the same vision that I described last week to Will of Lank standing behind the lady and then stepping up and smashing the guy in the leg. Not from first person, but from third person, just like how I described it to Will. So you're seeing yourself, basically, from a step away or whatever. I won't go through it all step by step because we described it last week, but you were standing behind, the lady was demanding money. The old man said he didn't have it. The woman gestured to you, to Lank, and Lank stepped up, smashed the guy in the leg, and I think laughed.
Yeah.
And then you are suddenly staring at Will again.
Lank half drops, half throws the stick away from him and looks very shocked. He looks at Will but doesn't say anything.
Will's just like, what?
All you see is he takes it and immediately throws it away.
All right, weirdo. Like, it's your stuff, right? Isn't it your stuff?
What is this?
Your stuff!
Where did you get this?
It was outside on the ground.
Here.
I don't want it. It's yours.
You're saying it was outside on the ground here.
Oh, yeah, here. Yeah. I mean, that's what...
Roll a bluff check. And Lank, roll an insight check.
All right. Oh, shit. All right. Bluff. Deception?
Yeah, deception.
Okay, sorry, 12.
Bluff doesn't exist.
That is a 16.
Uh-oh.
All right. You suspect that Will is not telling you the truth.
That's pretty much default at this point. Lank tries several times to say something, looks at the stick, and then just turns and keeps walking.
Will just thinks you're a real weirdo. It's all I know. It's his. Mm. But he doesn't, he's acting like he doesn't know what it is. Which
is correct.
Which is weird. Okay, then. And now I wonder if I've been lied to or something.
You still have a piece of paper.
I still have a piece of paper. Oh, okay.
You just took the stick.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll just, not out loud, I'm just gonna check it out.
It just looks like a list.
As we walk.
A list of businesses.
Sweet.
You don't recognize any of the names.
All right, I'll fold it up and put it in my pocket. I chase after him. Here, you forgot this! I guess, yeah, I'll fold it up and put it in my pocket for now. Do you leave the stick?
He threw it away.
He threw it?
Kind of half, he said half drop, half threw it.
You know what? The first thought I have is to, like, see if he gets some kind of intuition from his locket to see if they want me to have the stick, if the stick is important. If I touch my locket to see, like, you know, just some kind of, like, if I get some kind of glean of information, like, get the stick or leave it.
Okay.
Or it doesn't matter, you know?
Okay. Roll an arcana check.
Okay. 17 plus 1, so 18.
Okay. You sense that the stick is magical.
Okay. Then I pick it up.
Okay.
And I put it somewhere. On my person. I have a billy club myself, but I guess now I'm going to be the club collector. Hello, call me Mr. Club.
It's not huge. You could fit it in your bag if you wanted to.
Okay, I'll put it in my bag. Okay. And I'll fold up the note and put it in my pock.
My pock.
My pock is what I call my pocket, guys. Put it in my pock.
You're so hip.
If Lank were to glance back to look at the stick and see that happen, would he need to roll something?
You could see that happen.
Okay. He doesn't stop, just he glances back to see what's going on with the stick and sees you picking it up, but doesn't say anything, just keeps going.
Okay.
He's looking at me. Do I know that he's looking at me?
Do you look around surreptitiously as you're picking up the stick to see?
I think I'm looking at him because I think he's weird.
You see, you Lank, you look back and see Will picking up the stick. Will, you look up and see Lank looking at you picking up the stick.
I think
Lank,
I wink at
back,
him. I think
you I see Will looking at you, looking at him picking up the stick.
I think if I see him looking at me, I'm just going to, like, you know, nod in his direction, like, hey, you know, hey.
Yes.
Yep, I got your stuff.
And he turns around quickly and tries to move faster away.
I'm such a creep. Everyone's going to run away from me now. Cool.
So that happens. The rest of you have pulled up ahead a little bit, so you can catch up, Will, if you like. They're not running or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You wend your way through these streets. Not much of note, really. Just a lot of tired-looking buildings, houses, different kinds of businesses. You pass with what looks like maybe like a barber shop. One thing that kind of stands out is you pass this storefront that looks very different from a lot of the others. It's very brightly colored, especially in contrast. And the sign out says Blinsky's Toys.
Mm.
It's colored in, like, purple and yellow.
Whee! Lank, a place to sell your bouncy yurts! Should go tell them about your yurts.
Milovaj doesn't slow or anything like that. He walks by. Doesn't seem like he thinks anything is out of the ordinary.
Did you say there's a barbershop? Because Will gets super excited when he sees a barbershop.
I did say barbershop.
I just want to say that. Will is like, he runs a hand through his hair and is like, I need to go to that place. Very soon.
Do you need to roll like a constitution saving throw to see if you could escape the barbershop's pull?
10! I have no idea. I probably fail. I'm excited to fail. I have no idea what constitution is. Whatever. Go on. I'm just joking.
A razor golem pulls you into the shop.
Oh, shit.
And your hair is cut in 2 seconds. You look great. Otherwise, you pretty much, you know, don't see anything that stands out too much. You actually pass through what seems like the town square itself. You see a good amount of decorations corresponding to what you were told as the Wolf's Head Jamboree that happened a few days ago. Though you actually see, looks like a few people taking down the different decorations, wolf heads, that kind of thing. There's flyers and proclamations and things like that. And some of them seem to be putting up some new ones.
New ones?
Yes. They seem to be replaced by new flyers and things like that. No, nothing to replace the wolf's head. Nothing that dramatic, but just, again, flyers, posters.
Is there going to be another wolf's head jamboree?
Yeah, you could check out to see what has been put up in replacement.
Inquiring Rafinas want to know.
You look at one and it says the following. It says, come one, come all, to the greatest celebration of the year. The Festival of the Blazing Sun.
Ooh.
Attendance and children required.
Whoa.
Rain or shine, all will be well, the Baron.
Wow. Ooh. So, are we supposed to go to the toy store and buy a child so that we can attend this thing?
Is that how toy store
buy goes? Toys.
To lure children.
Abby, roll a perception check.
Perception. 7 plus 3 is 10.
Okay. It's pretty easy to see. You actually see nearby, there was one that was missed, sort of laying on the ground, one of the old ones. And it catches your eye because it basically looks very similar in format and content. This one says, come one, come all, to the greatest celebration of the year, just like the other one. It says, the Wolf's Head Jamboree. Attendance and children required. Pikes will be provided.
Pikes?
All will be well. Pikes.
Sweet.
Yes. All will be well, the Baron. So there are very few differences. Seem very similar. But the other thing of note is that the people who are managing the change-out, they seem to be supervised by a very tall, hulking man, sort of barking out orders. And the main thing to note about him is that he, wrong page. Hold on.
He's gassy.
Yes, that's the main thing you notice. He's floating around, propelled by his own farts.
Old flyers swirling in his wake.
Such a waste of paper!
Batwax slowly contemplates his oath.
He's on the brink. He's on the brink.
Okay. The main thing you notice about him, again, he's a pretty large guy, which is notable in its own right. That's how big he is. He's not like a giant, but he's just a big dude. He's bald, and his right arm looks very, very odd. It's exposed. There's no sleeve or anything, so it's exposed from the shoulder. It is jet black, covered in barbed spines, and has elongated fingers and long nails.
Ugh! I do not have a good feeling about this. Does anyone want to know about my feelings?
I like imagining that you say that out loud as we're walking by him.
So that's what you notice.
Rafina is still trying to think of a reason to go into the toy store.
Could be to buy a toy.
Could be to buy some nail clippers.
Rafina may feel like we need to say we're sorry to Milvash, or whatever his name is, and buy him a fidget spinner or something.
No, those are banned in Vallaki. Jeez, the Baron told us we can't have them anymore. He said they're a distraction. It really helped me with my anxiety. It really helped me focus. It sucks.
Well, if you want to, you're allowed to say that you want to go into the toy store.
Would Rafina want to?
Rafina wants to look in the toy store. The colors are so appealing. Okay, guys, I'm going in here. I'll catch up later.
Oh, she's going in the toy store, guys.
You can come if you want. I'll just be a minute.
Nick says, yeah, I don't know that we should split up. I think we can wait a minute. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's
sure.
go in.
We'll hang out until you call for backup.
I'll go in with you, says Nick.
Yeah, we'll actually might go in there because he's checking out the businesses of the town.
Very good, very good.
What about Lank and Batflack?
Lank will go inside.
All right.
Everyone else is doing it.
Okay. Milovich runs away.
Oh no! Oh no!
Lank carries Milovich inside.
Aren't you also carrying a barrel?
I am, but it's a lightweight barrel.
Mm-hmm. It is. We've made that clear.
Plus, just put him in the barrel, and then it'll be lightweight.
I'm really strong.
That's true. Like you should see him. He's really strong.
Yeah, like I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I don't know if you saw, but he did about 1,000. Milovage. Lifts.
Guys, is it a clue that in French, Milovache means a million cows?
Yes.
Really?
It's a clue. She figured it out.
Actually, no, I'm wrong. It means 1,000 cows.
1,000 cows? Lank, you're so strong! Oh my god!
I routinely bench 1,000 cows. Just all the time. That's like.
Not only that, the cows have a teenage attitude. It's really impressive.
That's Lank's version of a fidget spinner.
As you approach the shop, you can usher in Milovage. He doesn't try to get away. If you tell him to go in, he'll go in.
Go in.
Okay. You can see through the dirty glass windows. There's a jumbled display of various toys, and there's a bunch of placards all bearing the same slogan. It says, "Is no fun, is no Blinsky." And above the door is a wooden sign shaped like a rocking horse with a B engraved on both signs.
A rocking horse with... Oh, B, a letter B. Sorry, I was like, a Blinsky. Rocking horse with a B? Like, I don't know why I thought of the insect.
Stinging viciously. The
like, that's so weird.
All of our toys are covered with honey! Why does nobody buy our toys?
And they all shoot bees.
They all shoot bees. And they're covered with honey.
So you open the door and there's a little bell on the top that jingle jangles.
Or it would if it wasn't covered with honey.
The store inside, it's a little cramped. It's kind of small. It's kind of dark. The glass again is dirty and there's not much natural light anyway with how crappy the weather is in Barovia. So it's a little dark inside. You see there's, you know, shelves and display cases pretty much in every usable inch displaying a variety of different toys. and behind there's a little desk near the back of the room, and behind it there dozes a heavy-set man in a jester's cap with a monkey on his shoulder.
Hi!
He starts and leaps to his feet. The monkey jumps off his shoulder to a nearby shelf. And he says, welcome, friends, to the House of Blinsky, where happiness and smiles can be bought at bargain prices. Perhaps you know a little child in need of joy? A little toy for a girl or boy?
Do you speak in rhyme?
No, just when I start talking. I had that rehearsed.
I couldn't tell. It was so natural. I could not
tell. Thank you. You want toy? Oh. I have many toy for you to buy.
Yes, please. Let's see. What can I fit in my terrarium? Oh, do you have some little fish toys?
Fish. Let me see. I have these, and he brings it up from behind the desk, and there's this, it looks like, a fishbowl, kind of. It's made of wood, and inside there are these little figures, and he cranks something in the back, and then it starts to rotate, and it looks like these fish that sort of turn upside down and float gently up to the top of where the fishbowl is.
Like they're dying? Mm-hmm. Like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Really? What the hell? Will's like, what is this place?
Rafina is totally delighted. That is so great!
But they're dying, Rafina.
It's part of the cycle of life!
Do any of you have a little girl who would like a doll? He pulls out a doll, and it doesn't have a head. And then he pulls out this little bag. He says, it comes with many, many heads. You can attach the heads. You change out the heads of the doll. You have many different expressions. See, here's this one, and here's this one, and here's this one. And they're, like, one's happy, one's sad, one looks mad. One has its eyes and its mouth stitched shut.
Ew. What? Like a dead one?
Well, it's not... I don't know.
Like its eyes and mouth are stitched shut. So like a dead shut. Like a dead thing.
I don't know.
Lank turns around and goes back outside.
No, where'd he go? What, was that a child? Does he not want any of my toys?
I'll be outside if you need me, says Lank as the door shuts.
Aw, I'm sorry. My toys can make many people happy, not just children, but you yourselves.
Tell me more!
Okay, let's see what you might like.
Do you have a tea set?
A tea set,
For my Tig-twee.
Tig-twee!
No, I don't sell, I do not sell, cutlery here. It is mostly toys. Oh, I have these! And he pulls out a nesting doll, what looks like, you could tell just from the shape, it's a baby. A young baby, and he says, look here, many, many within. And he pulls the top off, and it's, looks like a young girl. Again, you know, stylized, painted. And he says, look. And he starts pulling them out. Inside the young girl is an older girl. Inside that is a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then an older woman. And then a very, very old woman. And the last tiny one, it looks like a mummified corpse.
Yeah, of course it does.
Well, I do feel the need to have a souvenir from my time here in Barovia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad that I missed this wolf jamboree, or whatever it was. Do you have a little toy wolf?
A wolf? Yes. Let me see. I made this one. I not made recently. Let me check here. One moment. I need to go in back. Hold on one moment. And he goes in the back.
What's the monkey doing?
He is perched on it.
I think Will's, like, going up, like, poking it. Hey.
It's on a shelf higher up.
Too high.
He jumped up there when you guys came in and you woke the guy up. But he's just kind of standing up there, sitting up there, just kind of looking at you. If you look around, you could see a few other toys. You see what looks like a miniature gallows with a trap door, and there's a hanged man hanging
what
from it.
What the fuck is this place?
Oh, there's a nice mobile for a crib. It's hanging bats with flapping wings.
Oh, that's cute.
That's nice.
I would have that in my real world Nightmare Before Christmas life.
There's like a ventriloquist dummy sort of slumped on one of the shelves, and Lank and Will would recognize it seems to vaguely resemble Strahd.
That is weird. Okay.
And then, how about I want everybody to roll a perception check?
Nine.
Oh, 18 plus 3 is 21.
Okay. Ooh, Rafina is so excited about everything here. She knows it all. She sees it all, hears it all, tastes it all.
19.
Okay. Batthwack and Rafina, you both catch a glimpse of something. It's behind the counter. You can't get to it directly, but you see it sort of on a shelf, maybe kind of tucked a little bit behind something, but it catches your eye because it extremely, like, uncannily, even more so than what I just described with Strahd, that dummy resembling Strahd, that was kind of like maybe you think it could be. This, it's a doll, and it seems to be the spinning image of Irina.
Hey, guys! Look!
What?
Somebody made a doll out of Irina. I mean, not out of her, you know what I mean.
What the? Are you sure it's not out of her? Because that sounds about right for this weird-ass place.
It is a little puzzling. How do they even know?
Will goes up and looks, too. Yeah.
Well, you can't go up to it. It's behind the counter unless you want to go back there.
This is my store. I walk wherever the... No, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, can we not... We can't go to the counter.
Yeah,
to
you
look
can get pretty
the...
close and see it pretty well.
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of tucked behind something a little bit. Doesn't seem to be prominently on display, but yeah, you would... It's weird. Like, it's...
Weird.
Like, and the detail behind it seems to be more so than a lot of the other toys. Like, in
how many
the...
arms does it have?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be creeped out if it has one arm.
Yeah, how many arms?
It does have two arms.
Oh, lame. Ah. It's not Irina, guys. It's not Irina, obviously.
We have the arm in his bag to prove it.
I should get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Really. So as you're peering over, the guy bursts out from the curtain behind the counter. He says, oh, what do you see something you like? He's carrying something behind his back when he comes through. Would you like to buy one of my toys?
Mister, I was wondering, this doll behind the counter here looks an awful lot like our friend.
What doll do you see?
That one? It has two arms, which isn't like our friend, but do you see that one there, with the hair?
That toy is not for sale. It should not be up here.
Well, I didn't want to buy the creepy toy. I just wanted to know where it came from.
Oh no, it's just something I work on. But it not for sale. No, not for customer.
Right. She didn't say she wanted to buy it. She said she wanted to know what it was.
Oh, it's a doll. It's a doll of a
right, but
of
it's a
lady.
Little weird because a lady.
Yes, it's a lady doll.
It's weird because it looks exactly like someone we know.
How about everybody roll insight?
7.
16 plus 6 is 22.
Woo! 5.
me and Bathwack are just like, brr.
You guys lose interest immediately. Yeah. It's not a toy you can buy. You're like, I don't want that toy. Rafina, you feel like he's dodging. It seems like he doesn't want to really talk about this. And
sir.
Yes?
I'm sure you have a good reason to not tell us the truth. However, I sense that you are hiding something. This is somebody we know. This is someone we traveled with. So you have got to come clean. How do you know our friend?
He looks at you. He's a worried look on his face. And he says, well, how about this? You buy this toy that I find for you with the wolf. And then I tell you. Deal?
You were going to buy the toy anyway. Good deal.
I suppose.
Okay, here. See if you like. And he pulls out from behind his back a tiny little merry-go-round. And he sets it down and he winds up something underneath before he does so. And it begins to turn. But instead of prancing horses, it has figures of snarling wolves chasing children.
I want it! I want it! Rafina, me! Damn it.
That is very creative. Did you make that yourself?
Yes, I make all these toys. I'm a toy maker. That is how I make my money. And I make people happy.
Really?
You know what they say? He's no fun. He's no Blinsky.
I guess they do say that. It's on all your signs.
Yeah, yes, they do. That's why I write it down.
I think you spend a lot of time in here by yourself.
No, I have my monkey, Piccolo, come here. And he says that, and the monkey hops down on his shoulder.
Piccolo!
Yes, Piccolo and I, we spent time together. He helped me. He no really helped me. He just watched. Sometimes he get in way. He steal my tools. But he's okay. And he pats him on the head.
Sometime he fling poo.
No, he never poo. I'm kidding.
Why? Is there suspiciously no poop, just yeah. like the ravens? A suspicious amount of no poop. Will's ears perk up again. No poop? It's a clue.
It's a clue. I lean over to Thousand Cows and I say, do you know this guy?
Yeah, it's Blinsky. He makes the toys. I don't know.
Do you notice anything unusual about him?
He's fat.
Whoa! No, about the toys! You rude little twit!
Well, they're creepy.
I'm glad it's not just me, okay. Alright, well, I'm gonna buy this merry-go-round from you, mister.
Oh, yes! You will be very pleased! It 9 silver pieces.
Okie dokie. Jingle jangle, here come the silver coins.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Boom!
Oh. What? What was that?
Oh, don't mind him. He's just a turtle we picked up on the way.
All right, here you go. Here is your merry-go-round. Filled with wonderful wolves, just as you request.
Thank you. Rafina sort of holds it by one edge and lets it dangle.
I think it fit very well in terrarium.
This is true. There are probably some lizards who would enjoy it.
So we have deal, right?
We have deal.
Yes. I tell you story. I tell you what story of doll is.
Please.
But you all, you must promise. And I know I'd not make this part of deal, but hopefully you do so for me. Because Blinsky just want to make people happy. And you know what to hurt Blinsky. I want you keep story secret. Please.
We will do our best. Won't we, my friends?
Nick says, yep. We won't tell a soul. Don't worry, Blinsky.
I don't think we're going to want to remember that we were here.
Okay. These doll, and he pulls it out when he sets it on the counter. He says, I make these doll for man in village, man in town. His name, Izek. Izek Strazny. He's scary man. He work for Burgomaster. Hold on. You big turtle man. Could you lock door?
Lock door.
Sure.
See you later, Lank.
I'll rap on the glass to get Lank's attention and then smile and lock the door.
Through the window, you can see that Lank is trying to fly a kite that he made from his shirt.
You succeed.
He gets up about 3 feet and gets lost in the mist. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
You feel an otherworldly strength pull on the string, oh, and then God. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Shit.
That's the third kite this day.
Aww.
Running out of shirts.
thank you. Okay, so, yes, now we hear private. We hear in secret. This man, yes, he's scary, man. And he work for Burgomaster, like I say. He come in one day, many, many, many years ago, and he asked me make doll. He described woman to me and says, you make doll or I burn shop down. He says it just like that. Very, very, very scary, man. And I believe him. He click fingers and flame shoot out from hand. And so I nod, I say, yes, yes, me make doll. And this continue. I must make new doll for him every month, or else he burn my shop down.
Oh my God.
Each time I make doll, he gives suggestions. He say, no, this wrong, no, this right, make this better, make this different. And I keep making dolls, and he keep coming for them. And he no pay me.
Is there something special about these dolls? Is there something like a hidden, sounds like this guy likes this doll a lot, is what I'm saying. Is this some kind of special doll? Is there a special...
You know what I mean, toy guy.
You know what I mean.
No, no, please elaborate. I do not know. Be more clear with your words.
You know, like a fun doll, like, you know,
all Blinsky toys quite fun. Is no fun, is no Blinsky.
Is no fun, is no Blinsky for adults, wink wink.
For adults, for children, for all.
Right, for adults.
Yes?
Adults.
Excuse me, I can help.
Good, Ghost, yes, please help. This man, he no talk plain.
How anatomically correct is the doll?
Well, you can see it has arms, it has legs. I've been working, it used to have just little paddles for hands. I make the fingers now, you see. I carve in the hairs. It's very, very, very accurate.
You carve in the hairs. Okay, good.
Through the window. So, do you have to clean it after each time you play with it?
Just to clarify, out of character, this doll is maybe 6 inches tall. So unless you think Izek
so
is
your
maybe
client is
compensating.
Yeah.
Oh man, but you know what? You have an awful lot of really magical kind of whizzing, all kinds of crazy clockwork things. Maybe it telescopes into some kind of...
No, he no want no crazy whizgings or fizzbits or whatnot. He just want doll, and he wanted to look right.
Does it have any softer parts to it?
No, it just would.
Do you know what sex is? Blinsky.
He looks taken aback.
Ruffina says, well!
What? This grown-ass man doesn't know what I'm talking about!
This is a kid's store.
Right, but I'm...
And poor Milovash doesn't even know what that is.
Milovash, you know what I'm talking about.
He just looks away.
Yeah, he knows, Ruffina.
He's embarrassed.
He does blush very strongly.
So I'm serious. What the hell is this grown man doing with a doll? That's what I'm at. I'm just asking.
I do not know. I do not dare ask him. He burn my shop down if I offend him.
Yeah, but it's not offensive if you're just asking.
You not see this man. I know ask him nothing. He's scary.
What does he look like?
Oh, he big man. He big man. He bald man. And his arm is demon arm.
Wow, coincidentally.
Yes?
We saw that guy. We did see that guy.
Oh, I'm sure. He.
Oh, demon arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
He big presence. Like I say, he worked for Burgomaster. He in charge of town guard. You see him around town lots of places.
Okay.
This is especially disturbing because we have the monopoly on burning houses down.
Yeah.
So I don't like to hear someone is competing.
Ruffina saying that is amazing.
but yes, and it's odd. You ask if, it sounds like you joke, but she, you ask if doll have one arm?
Yeah.
What, last time he come in, he asked me make doll no arm.
Okay.
Yeah,
we need to talk to that guy.
Yeah, the Vistani whispered to me in hushed tones.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we already know. We're not supposed to go to the windmill, Ruffina. We already went there. We already went there.
What else are we supposed to ignore?
They have spoken to me of some sort of dark magic where people take dolls and do things to them. And it happens to the real people. But I don't know if that's what's happening here.
Oh,
I'm making no accusations.
Wait, do things to them.
I'm just saying.
Do things to them. Right.
Like, rip their arms off.
I don't think that's what they were talking about, probably. Ruffina.
Are you dirty people talking about sex dolls again?
Yes!
See, he does know. Give the man some credit.
I pretend to be obtuse. I know who sell that kind of doll here.
Wow, you're
pretty. He sells it in Bellini's, or what's his name? Bellizzi's? Bellini.
Blinsky.
Blinsky? No, it's not funny anymore. Okay, keep going.
But yes, this story of doll. I did not know. You say this looks like someone you know?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
You catch on fast.
I'm just being sure. It's very surprising to me. I've been making this doll, like I said, for years. I not know it based on person.
Yeah, seems like it. It looks exactly like her, which is really weird since we don't have photographs in this world. How do you do that? Like, how?
He give me webcam stream. It black and white, but he tell me colors. So right. Yes, this story of doll.
Okay, very good story. Now I have another story to ask you about, which is why is everything dying in your toy store?
Hmm?
All of your toys have a death theme. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, I just try to add a little bit of whimsy to them. Don't want to just sell the normal type of toys. I want to be different, and people think it funny.
Is Blinsky like the changed emigrating name of a guy named Burton? Like, did you come from the Burtons? Is that like you came from another land and they changed your name when you came into Barovia?
I don't know what you mean. You mean like the skeleton here with the red hat with white pom-pom on it?
Right. That's just, I don't know, man. That's a little, these are for kids and I sure. Okay. Sounds whimsy wouldn't be the word that I would use.
I don't know. I think they're fun.
Do you get a lot of customers? I mean, you must.
His face falls. He says, no. No, I not get many customers.
Oh.
That's why he's so excited when you come in. Well, you want to buy more toys?
Why don't you get a lot of customers?
I do not know. I make great toys. They are lovely and fun. And people seem to enjoy them when they buy them. But not many people do.
Well, who enjoys them? Or is it like creepy adult people like this other guy? Or are there children who are buying these toys? Like, or parents for children.
I get different types of people. No creepy people. My customer's nice people, except for this Izek. He mad. He bad man, but he no pay. So he no customer of mine.
He doesn't pay.
He pay in not building burning building down, which is a poor type of payment, if you ask me.
So, and he works for the mayor, which I've heard is... Tell us about the mayor. We've heard a little bit about how this mayor is the best. Or burgomaster, whatever the hell. Can we just call him a mayor? That's what he's called.
You mean the burgomaster?
Yeah, that's what I meant. So
what? I don't. I mean, he run town. He have festivals.
But he has this jerk working for him. So what is he like? What is the burgomaster? He has this guy working for him who clearly.
Well, I mean, this man have muscle. I don't know if burgomaster know if Izek uses such nefarious means of accomplishing things. I don't even know if he know about dolls, so I don't know. The burgomaster seem very intent on making sure people have positive attitude, which I see what he mean. I mean, I want people to be happy. I don't know. I have no problem with burgomaster. Do you have problem with burgomaster?
We don't really know the burgomaster. We've just heard he's kind of like a... I don't know, scary guy. I guess people don't want to talk about him. That's what we heard.
He seemed to want people to be happy. He hold many, many festivals, one a week, and people go, and he tried to cheer them up, so that way they have hope.
So you like him?
I don't have a problem with him.
Do you like him? Like, he winks, and I don't mean that to be... I don't mean like
I
that.
I do
like
not have life-size doll of Burgomaster in back with anatomic holes! Parts of the doll are not softer than other parts.
Will's like, no, no, no.
Nick says, this man doth protest too much, methinks.
Right, exactly. But no, what I'm trying to ask, he would put it in a way, I'm sorry, I'm not sure how to explain this, but are you just saying that because you're not supposed to say anything? Or are you saying that because you genuinely think he's not bad? Like, so you really, you know, think he's a great guy, wink wink.
I don't know if he great. I mean, I not.
You don't have a problem with him though.
No direct problem with Burgomaster. No, should I?
He wants people to be happy, but what happens to the grouchy townfolk?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see much other townsfolk. I stay here and shop and mine shop and make toys. Me and Piccolo here, we have fun. I go to festivals and go home and. I don't know many people too grouchy. I mean, time's hard with attacks and wolves and whatnot, and we all do what we can, and I try to do my part. I make the toys for people to be happy.
All right.
So you and your children go to the festivals?
Oh, I have no children.
Aren't they required?
What?
It said it on the sign, children required.
What sign? What do you speak of?
The flyers, I'm sorry, flyers.
What, it says you must bring children?
Children required.
Children required.
I suspect that mean people just, if you have kids, they must go.
Oh.
All must attend. Children too.
You can't leave them home?
Yes. But I have no children, so I don't bring children.
Is your monkey required?
I bring him with.
Are your sex dolls required? Do they count as your children?
Did you see a lot of children there?
I see children with families. I see families of people.
Did you notice if as many children who went in came out?
I don't know what you mean. We go, we see the... Usually it's a presentation of some type, or announcement, or speech, or song, and then everybody go home.
Hmm. Is Lang still there?
He's outside.
Lang's still locked out in the street.
Just so you know, we're gonna cut to him in a second.
I mean, what about this Strahd doll? Have you ever seen Strahd? I mean, this looks like Strahd. Why would you make a Strahd doll?
Well, these people tell of Strahd von Zarevich, who rules the land. Me never meet Strahd, but he's supposedly big, scary monster man who come in the night,
right,
turn into bat and measts.
So maybe you making things like Strahd dolls makes people not want to come in here.
No, it's fun. He a toy, he a puppet. He comes out from around the counter, kind of wedges through, and he picks it up, and he starts making it walk, and he's very, very good at it.
Yeah.
It's very animated. He says, look, it's funny, and he makes it, like, slip and fall. I start fall down. It's funny. He's a puppet. He's a toy.
That is amazing. You are
obviously... He's not scary. He cannot bite. He not no teeth.
Right, but you're very talented, but I think you're missing the point of just... I mean, I'm just trying to give you business advice, since you're saying that the business is slow. Why don't you make something more upbeat, rather than wolves chasing children and Strahd stuff? Like, think about fun things, like a nice little teddy bear, or... normal things.
They're scary. Bear eat people.
Oh my god.
What difference?
Will just turns and goes and looks at Lank out in the street and wishes he was out there. Aww. But the door is locked and I don't know how it lurks, apparently.
Lurks.
I don't know how the door lurks.
Anyway, do you want puppet? You want buy Strahd puppet? I show you how to use. It's fun. You make shows of your own. You make money.
Yeah, honestly, I am not really big into toys myself, but...
I think you know, you just not find right toy.
Oh, yeah? What kind of toy do you have for me?
You are tough nut to crack. What you like?
What do I like?
Yes, what you like?
He misses his brother.
Oh, he looks at Rafina like... Stop being so intuitive.
Your brother, do you play games together as children?
He's just like, yeah.
What games you play?
Please say Yahtzee. Please say Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee?
No.
Yay!
I don't know. Like, we're in streets. Games? I don't know. Like, marbles?
Marbles,
Things like that. Things you do in the street.
Mm-hmm.
When you're poor. I didn't say that. I wouldn't have said that. I'm too proud to say that.
You have marbles?
I have marbles now. I'm an adult. I don't have any marbles.
Would you like marbles? Maybe they remind you of time. Maybe you find someone to play with. Or maybe you teach child how to play. Then you have fun. I have these marbles here. It's own set I craft. You want to see?
I don't really need a toy.
You ask what toy? I try to find right toy for you. Me want you be happy.
I'm never happy. I think I am a tough nut to crack.
You're never happy because you have no toy!
Oh, Lank, come inside!
Lank leaps through the window, shattered glass flying everywhere. You rang?
I just unlocked the door.
Well... If only you'd done that sooner.
Let me, I'm gonna cut to Lank, real quick. So you go outside, you bid farewell, and, a little bit later you hear a click from the door behind you. But then you, as you're standing there waiting, you hear a, bit of a ruckus coming from the nearby town square, which you can't quite see from the front of the building. You hear raised voices, it sounds like.
Lank looks back and forth several times between the shop and the square, and finally walks toward the square.
Okay. You get there, and as you round the corner, the square opens up before you. And you see, on the one end of the square, there's this raised platform on which there are wooden stocks. And you see there's a few individuals being herded up onto the platform and into the stocks by some guardsmen. And these are being supervised by the guy with the jet black arm that you saw telling people what to do in terms of putting up and taking down the decorations before. From their size, you think that it's 5 adults and you think 2 children, just because they're shorter. But it is hard to tell. Their hands are bound behind them, but they're all sporting large plaster donkey heads.
What?
There are enough stocks to accommodate them all. The stocks are locked. Izek carries a key ring, and he locks each one of them into the stocks and leaves them there, and the guards go away.
Are other people watching this happen? Like, is a crowd gathered to watch?
There are some people in the square. It doesn't seem to be like an event. Just like you, your curiosity was drawn. I mean, people are, they're not avoiding their eyes or anything like that. But the people are locked into the stocks. The guards go away, and the Izek, the arm guy, goes back. They're still looks like working on switching out the decorations in the square at large.
Lank, looking around for someone who looks approachable enough to ask, do they know what's going on? Why these people are being stocked after having donkey heads shoved on their presumably regular heads?
Underneath there's a smaller donkey head. And under that, a smaller yet donkey head. And then a human head. And under that, a tiny donkey head. It's no fun, it's no Blinsky.
Lang shakes his head and goes, I hate this place.
I mean, you see a young woman with a young girl with her. Looks like she's maybe shopping or something. She has a bag walking through the square. In terms of approachable, that might fit the bill.
Okay, I will then approach her. Pardon the interruption, but any idea what that's all about? Lang asks, pointing at the stocks.
She looks at you. She sort of double takes, looks you up and down, and says, oh, she looks a little worried, but she says, these people, they were arrested for malicious unhappiness.
Malicious unhappiness?
Yes. Very, very serious crime, she says with a raised voice.
Is that a common crime in these parts?
Well, generally, no. We certainly hope not.
Oh, good.
Yes, our Burgomaster the Baron, he puts a lot of effort into raising the spirits of this town, and for people like this to take such effort to tear down this hard work, it's unthinkable.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lang turns and starts to move away from her.
She rushes away from you.
Yeah, I figured. Gonna make my way back toward the toy shop.
And you are outside. You hear murmuring from within. Then we're going to cut back to the interior.
Where Bathwack is buying a straw doll. I'm not kidding.
Who Bathwack? Who buys straw doll?
Yeah, I'd like to buy you this puppet.
Oh, yes! I knew it would catch one of your eyes. I can see you very fine connoisseurs of what fun? Of what Blinsky?
Does it, how do you operate it with 3 fingers? Do you sort of balance the string on your middle finger and
I think
I can probably work the arms, yeah.
You get and he picks it up and he starts to manipulate it. It looks like he's trying to slow it down, but it's still way fast for what you could pick up as a beginner. Assuming you are a beginner, are you like a ventriloquist or like a marionette shark? Like, do you actually, are you a pro?
Do a puppeteer check.
Yeah. I rolled a 1.
I suppose you could use one hand and lose some articulation, make head not move so much, that kind of thing. But I think maybe for you, and he kind of cocks his head as he's looking at your hands. I think maybe 2 hands might be better to really get full enjoyment. I think you get some with one hand, but maybe try 2.
I'll give it a try for a minute.
Okay.
And then, yeah, then I think I'll put it in my pack, if that's okay with you.
Yes, as long as you pay price. cost of, for dummy, same as cost of merry-go-round, 9 silver.
Oh, perfect. 1. 2.
Oh, good, you count 4 me. That's very courteous.
9.
Thank you, yes. Oh, what good customers. Anybody else? You want marbles?
No, thank you.
I think you might want some marbles.
Oh! Through the window.
Anybody want by gift of marbles for dour friend here?
Dour friend.
or maybe when he leave, you buy in secret. Give as gift. Give for birthday.
I'm still right here.
And I whisper, so you pretend not to hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, we'll probably, I mean, honestly, this other guy sounds like a real great guy. And you know what? Everyone here is a bunch of real, the kind of heroes you hear about everywhere. All these people, they're probably going to do something to help you out with that guy that keeps trying to burn your shop down.
I mean, I don't mind making dolls. I mean, I make them for him. He never hurt me. I give him what he wants. But you know what I would like? You look very unique people. You look like very seasoned people with strength and might. I don't know if you ever, I have heard tales. And I wonder if maybe you might keep an eye out for item that I hear of. His masterpiece of toy making. He's kind of clockwork man. It fully animated and only one ever made, so I hear. Maybe it not even exists. I do not know. There once was a great inventor and toy maker. I study his books. His name Fritz von Wirg. And I hear he make this clockwork man. I have heard that it actually lie somewhere within depths of, and he looks around, he says, in Castle Ravenloft.
Oh, well, we'll run right over there and get it.
No, I not ask you go get it for me. That's silly. That sounds dangerous. I know not want you get hurt. I want you to be happy, have fun. But
while we're there in Castle Ravenloft.
No, I hear rumors it there, but it may not be there, maybe elsewhere, or if you are there, as I say, I do not know, you look very strong, very, he looks up at Bathwick, very significant, and I just think you certainly have more chance of running into such thing than me. If you find it, if you bring it back to me, if you deliver it to me, I promise make any toy you want, whatever you think of. I will make the world for you. I would just love to see this thing, study it, see how it made.
We will definitely keep an eye peeled.
See? Rafina. That's Rafina Phalangepot, and she will do all kinds of heroic things for you, probably.
Oh, Rafina, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. Gandalf Blinsky. Gandalf Blinsky.
Oh, yes, I think you said. Yes, thank you.
Did you say yes. Gandalf Blinsky?
Gandalf.
Gandalf?
Gandalf.
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 Yes.
I'm going to call you Gandalf.
That's a type of pancake, right? A Blinsky? Oh, Blini! Blini!
That's what it is. Yeah, oh, I knew Blini. I knew you were thinking of something. Yes, I'm made of pancakes! He lifts up shirt. He's just a short stack of pancakes. There's butter dripping down the side.
Oh, delicious.
He's no pancake. He's no Blinsky.
Oh, can you make a waffle maker?
Ooh.
A waffle maker? I don't think so.
Poor Link. Really needs to be in here for this.
It doesn't sound like it. He's hemming and hawing. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
These sound in line with cutlery, with tea set. Me no make appliance.
Well, just to let you know, see, like, that's the thing. Like, a toy tea set, that's what kids play with.
Thank you, Will.
I'm Will Pompey, and I know apparently a lot about toys. Actually, I probably do. I've bought a lot for my brothers and sisters.
Maybe I could make something. If you come back, I see if I... You know what? Yes, you come back. I work on T-Set for you. Something special with that Blinsky touch.
No, not for us. Just for your customer. I'm trying to give you business advice.
Oh, but Rafina Flanchpot here, she says she wants T-Set.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, sell her.
I don't want to use up my favor on a tea set. Can we just put
I
that
make
on
that
hold?
As toy for you buy. That not in tea set. No, no kind of reward for delivering masterpiece of Fritz von Wirg.
Oh, now we're supposed to deliver it? Okay. Okay, well, this is quickly escalating, I think. How much will you charge me for this tea set?
I'm not sure of construction. I think it'd be simple enough. I would think maybe one silver piece at most. Probably less. Just off the top of my head. But if I get special ideas, who knows? Maybe it'd be very fancy. Maybe I come up with different thoughts. I have time.
Let's say one silver piece, and if it's worth more, then I will sing you a special song.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Songs are fun, just like toys.
All right.
Are you leaving?
I have enjoyed this time, Mr. Blinsky, Blini, Blin, yes.
Get off Blinsky. As you say, I say it many times.
Yes, it has been most unusual, but certainly interesting.
Yes, yes, and thank you for being such good customer. You and you, Big Turtle Man, you too.
Goodbye, monkey!
Actually, when you say goodbye, he waves his paw and he waves.
We should have invited the monkey to come with us.
Okay, and you're back outside.
Out we go.
If you want, Lank, you can... either of you can communicate to the others what you had experienced.
Just a heads up, while you all were in there, a little bit of a commotion in the town square just ahead of us. There are now 7 people, looks like 5 adults and 2 kids, who've been put in the stocks for the high crime of being unhappy.
Oh, that is a crime. That is weird.
Oh God, I'm screwed.
They were put in the stocks. Also, each of them had a donkey head put over their, again, I'm guessing, real head. And just a heads up that being unhappy is a punishable offense around here in this terrible, terrible place. So,
wow.
Fantastic.
This is starting to feel a lot like Pinocchio.
Well, I think we need to go free some donkeys. Unmask and free some donkeys.
Absolutely. You go first.
Great.
Nick, you got to be best buddies with Dathwack. You got to be the one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let's go make this commotion louder.
Okay, let's do it, guys.
Well, I guess I'll find my people there if they're unhappy. Let's go find my...
We didn't buy any toys either. We hate toys just like you, Will. All
right, so you go back to the square. You find what Lank described. A bunch of people in donkey heads in the stocks. It's kind of midday at this point, so there's plenty of people around, including some town guard who've been working on taking down and putting up decorations. It's a big square, so there's a lot to do, and they seem to be kind of heavy on the decorations. It's not light. So there's a lot of work to be done. So there's plenty of people around.
Why don't we start small by... Do I have some water or anything readily? Yeah, I mean, I have a water skin. I'm going to walk up to the... I'm going to walk over to the stocks.
And donkeyed.
And let's... I mean, you said there... Is it apparent there are some people in the stocks who look like children?
Yes, they're small people.
Yeah. Well, so I'll just walk over. Does it look like they're just wearing masks that you can pull off of their heads?
I mean, it doesn't look like they're strapped on or anything. It looks like they could be pulled off. If they had their hands free, they'd be able to just pull them right off.
All right, so let's...
They're over their entire head.
Let's pull one of these off, and, you know, hopefully we won't find more little donkey heads, but let's take this slow.
Are there guards or anything? Like, guards
there's
around?
Not, like, standing at the stocks, but there's guards in the square.
Can Will, like, clear his throat and be like, "Wait, can we do something about the guards first, maybe?"
Rafina says... Can we just ask them what's going on? Maybe they're enjoying being in the donkey head.
Well, tell me, does it look like they're enjoying themselves?
Well, I mean, they're being arrested for being unhappy, but maybe being unhappy makes them happy.
What?
And being in the stocks makes them unhappier, so they're happier. They're just in the stocks, just clicking their heels nonstop.
I want to consider every possibility.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, if we're gonna do what I'm guessing, approaching them and helping them is gonna cause a problem.
Can we just find out what they want us to do?
What could be wrong with giving them some water?
Well, I mean, I don't know about where you're from, but if there's people in the stocks, you're not supposed to really help them.
That's what you meant by water skin. I thought it was some sort of spell.
Turn their skin into water.
And they just fall in a puddle on the floor.
No, they're just standing there, organs and muscle and disgusting. Just their skin. It's torture. He wants to torture them more!
It's the ultimate waterboarding.
No, is that not... I mean, go ahead. I don't want to stop you, Mr. Intimidation, Will what? Says with a grin.
Oh. You know, Will, I feel bad about that.
Oh, you don't have to. It's all good. You like to share your eggs. And I certainly didn't have any plans or anything. You were just... You're just so wonderful and heroic. Just like we were talking about with Blinsky.
Oh, this is so touching.
Right. I'm very sincere, Rafina. I'm so glad that you can tell.
You guys are making up.
Do I have to roll a bluff check?
I'm totally convinced.
How about a sarcasm check?
Yeah, because like behind his eyes, there's like fire burning.
I mean,
for
it sounds
sure.
like you're not trying to be... It sounds like you're trying to be sarcastic.
I am lying, but I'm lying. No. This is Will, actually. Okay, so Will was absolutely infuriated by that. He is a boss where he's from, so he's not used to being pushed around anymore. Maybe back when he was younger. So he is furious. But he's like, no, I'm not angry at all.
Oh, so I do need to make some kind of check.
Are you trying to convince him?
Yeah, I'm
trying. Okay, then yes, roll a deception.
Yeah.
Do you want him to believe you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm, I have good deception. Yeah, 18.
Dang.
Versus insight.
Yeah, 13.
You think that he's sincere?
We're best friends now. Oh.
All right.
Let's keep laughing. Best friends.
Yeah, I like to give people eggs. I also like to give them water.
Right, and I'm agreeing that, you know, there's kids there and stuff and all that crap. But I'm still telling you right now that the guards are not... Does no one have stocks where they're from? Are you all from stockless places?
No, I... Blank starts to say something and cuts himself off.
I've been in the stocks before.
Oh, really? Really? Will's excited. Everyone's starting to show a side
now
of themselves.
You really are best friends.
Yeah.
Rafina says, when Lank said stocks, I really thought he meant stalks of grass, so I'm a little confused.
Rafina?
Lank looks at Rafina for a moment, and then looks away.
When Lank was like, and then stops himself, Will looks at him. He's totally, he's like, hey.
Lank is looking back at him. Lank is not happy with Will.
Oh, he's just looking at him. Do you know anything about stocks?
Are you asking?
You have them in your town? In wherever you're from?
We do.
Yeah? Do you know a lot about them?
No, I don't know a lot about them. I know that we have them.
Are the stocks anatomically correct?
Where I come from, we have sex stocks. Let me tell you, whatever you're imagining, you're not right.
Sounds like he's intimately familiar with the stocks. Anyway.
Intimately. Oh, you got that right.
Interesting. Okay. And there's a weird silence, apparently, where we all just stare at each other.
And then you're like, where's Bathwack? And he's over by the stocks.
Oh no, Bathwack! Bathwack! Oh, he didn't listen to me at all, did he? Oh, crap.
I haven't done anything yet.
Bathwack! Bathwack! I'm gonna just kind of...
Bathwack!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.